WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. We are learning more this morning about the driver of a car that slammed into a gas station, killing a former firefighter, his teenage son, and a gas station attendant. It appears 29-year-old Jason Vandery was high on heroin. It wasn't the first time. We're live this morning with Patrick Lavery to give us more details. Patrick?
Eric, neither the first time Vandery was mixed up with heroin, including a 2016 arrest for possession, nor his first crash resulting in charges, a DWI arrest in 2017, at least two speeding tickets, a wrong-way summons, and at least four other accidents, 2008, 2009, 2014, and 2016, say state driving records. After the DWI charge, which resulted in a license suspension, late in 2017, Vandery posted on Facebook, "Look out, NJ. This guy will be back on the roads in 30 days with a winky face emoji. But around that time, he also posted about losing an acquaintance to addiction. And as recently as this past December, he'd indicated on social media he was trying to turn his life around. Eric?
All right, Patrick. Thank you. In Newark, a heroin overdose suspected in a school bus crash. After crashing her bus into a tree, police had to revive 57-year-old Lisa Bird with Narcan. They say they found drug paraphernalia in the bus. There were a dozen special needs students ranging in age from 5 to 13 aboard. They weren't seriously hurt. Less than a month ago, Empire actor Jussie Smollett was the seemingly sympathetic victim of a hate crime. Now, he's accused of a felony. The 36-year-old actor charged Wednesday with making a false police report when he told authorities he was attacked last month in Chicago by two men who hurled racist anti-gay slurs and looped a rope around his neck. Last year, there was an uproar when it was learned the office of the state comptroller had agreed to let more than 150 Lakewood residents into an amnesty program for welfare cheats and reduce the restitution they had to pay by $2.6 million. One Jersey lawmaker wants to make sure that never happens again.
State Senator Declan O'Scanlan has introduced a measure that would make it mandatory for anybody in an amnesty program to pay back all of the money they got from their illegal activity. He says it's fine to entice people to voluntarily come forward.
But we can't incentivize people to give it a shot, thinking that, hey, even if I get caught at some point, I won't have to repay the benefits themselves. That can't happen.
These are not victimless crimes, says O'Scanlan. There's a finite amount of dollars in these programs, and they should be going to people who really need them. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A last-minute lottery purchase was a good bet for a Somerset County man. Ryan Sealer of North Plainfield made an impulse purchase Saturday night for the Powerball. And just a few minutes later, won $1 million. He bought the ticket moments before they stopped selling them at a liquor store in Milltown. A bill that has taken its first steps in Trenton would ban the sale of baby walkers in New Jersey over concerns they're too dangerous for our kids.
The number of children injured while using baby walkers is down from over 20,000 in 1990 to around 2,000 in 2015. But Senator Linda Greenstein says despite safety improvements, they remain dangerous.
They actually hurt children developmentally, so there's really not much good to them, except that they're a bit of a babysitting device, I think.
The Senate Law and Public Safety Committee endorsed banning their sale, with only Senator Declan O'Scanlan opposed.
The libertarian in me can't possibly vote for what I consider to be a preemption of parental discretion and responsibilities.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.